Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Adam Horvat, and I work for the National Széchenyi Library. And I will actually speak about a circle of this linked open data cloud. Let's have a closer look. You can see the bubbles that belongs to institutions to which the National Széchenyi Library also belongs. And having an even closer look, you can see my library named NSL Catalog, just above DBpedia in a very nice central position of this cloud. And what is behind this circle? The fact that the National Széchenyi Library published its entire OPAC and the digital library and the corresponding authority data as linked open data in April 2010, so more than 1 year ago. Before I go into detail, I would like to mention that we followed the Libris solution. The first library who published their data as open link data is Libris, the Swedish Union catalog, and we intentionally followed their solution very closely in order to be able to align our data in the future. So we use RDFDC for bibliographic data, we use FOAF for names, and we published our subject terms and geographical names as ESCOS. Apart from Libris, we also followed the W3C recommendations in the article named Cool URIs, and we also used the tutorial of how to publish linked data on the web, written by Richard Siginiak and others, Tom Heath, for example, from UK. And we found both of these documents very useful. So our solution is based on Cool URIs, which is the which is not a surprise. This is the base element of the semantic web. Every of our resources have both RDF and HTML representation. Here is the URI of a thing, of a book, for example, and depending on the browser, we can provide either an RDF XML file or an HTML, which is actually a page of our OPAC. And we use the 303 redirection method and content negotiation. And we fulfill the highest requirement on this field, because you can implement it in different levels. It is also a recommendation to link your data to other data. So we created links, our RDFDC to our FOAF and ESCOS statements. But these are internal links. We also created external links. Our name authority was matched with the DBpedia name file and with WIAF. So we provide links from our files to WIAF and DBpedia, and WIAF also links back to our data. And I have just learned yesterday, because the Europeana linked data pilot was launched yesterday, that Europeana linked data provided links to the National Széchenyi Library linked data, together with a Swedish cultural heritage aggregator. So Europeana links to that cultural heritage aggregator also. URI aliases are handled as all same as statements, and we also support the HTML link auto discovery in order to allow the semantic web crawlers to find our data. We use the Virtuoso RDF database. We have a 1 year long history. So we started with Jena, but we moved to Virtuoso because we had some performance problems with Jena. And we also provide a SparkQL endpoint. So as you can see, we implemented all of the recommendations regarding linked open data. We contributed in the European Connect as a thematic partner. European semantic layer contained our ESCOS data. As I mentioned earlier, we part of the European linked data pilot, and we are happy to be a partner of the Linked Heritage project. Let me speak about some words about a digital library which collects mainly deposit copies, which are copyrighted materials, so it is not harvested by Europeana, but it will contain more and more open documents, so it will be harvested in the future, I hope. We also published the bibliographic metadata of this digital library as RDFDC statement, and we use OAI, ORE, and BIBO as describing the structural metadata. The OAI ORE is the basis of the EDM model, but in this case we weren't a follower of Europeana because we had already decided to use OAI ORE for this purpose before Europeana decided so. And finally, let me speak about our current developments. As you might know, DCMI introduced new terms and redefined the meaning of old terms like DC creator. We are now compliant with this new, development. We are currently improving the thesaurus linked data conversion. In the first version of our ESCOS, we weren't able to express use and other special thesaurus relationships. Our thesaurus is totally compliant with the appropriate ISO standard and very rich with relationships. ESCOS is much purer than that, but ESCOS was also developed in the meantime, so we can use the new developments of ESCOS for this purpose. And we are converting coordinates of geographical names into RDF statements because our thesaurus also contains coordinates. We are now installing the Genius, which is a SCOS search engine developed by our integrated library vendor called Etcalt. This is an Italian company, Antonello, you might know them. And I might say that I influenced this company to move in that direction. And I think they are one of the first, at least, integrated library system vendors who built into their product linked data capabilities. We are furberizing our OPAC. In this case, we use semantic web technologies to do that. How we do it? We are collecting works, expressions, and manifestations from a mark dump of our catalog. Then we create RDF representations of these. Then we load these RDF statements into Virtuoso. And finally, we can show a work tree of a given document based on the manifestation ID and using SparkQL. Here is a print screen of our OPAC. The user performed an ordinary OPAC search and he or she found this document. And clicking on this icon, we can show the work tree of this particular document. Now here is a more detailed work tree. So this particular work has more expressions and manifestations. And so you can see we list all the expressions here, and these are all the manifestations, and then the user can navigate by clicking on, can pick up the edition in which he or she is really interested. This asterisk marks the record which is actually shown in the OPAC. And when we started, using Dublin Core was an obvious choice, and Libris did so also. But by the time we finished our project, RDA came out a very sophisticated element set, which is much closer to the library world than the Dublin Core, so we decided to publish our data using the RDA vocabulary as well. As a first step, we have already mapped HUM mark, because we have a special mark, a Hungarian mark, to the RDA element set, and then the work will continue to be able to publish our data as RDA statements as well. And thank you for your attention, and we hope that we can be a useful partner of the Linked Heritage Project.